way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hi, how's it going?
Woo! It is going.
Yeah?
How are you?
I am all right.
Good to know. Good to know. You look great.
I'm all right.
Hey, nobody cares about you.
Oh.
Those are the words.
I know.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Nothing, but you got to do your thing.
My thing? What's my thing?
I can list a few things, but you know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your host and hostess, Joseph and Carol?
That's the one. Thank you.
That's us.
Now we can move on.
Now we can move on. Now everyone knows what they're listening to because they didn't know before.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They click on this podcast and don't know what they're in for.
Exactly.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
We should start with some serious stuff.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot going on with this whole Russia thing in Ukraine.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things to come out of that so far is that people actually are no longer pronouncing that city Kiev. It's Kiev. That's apparently how they pronounce it.
Okay.
So that's a major thing coming out of there.
It's not.
It is. It's Kiev.
Okay. But it's not a major thing.
But
most people didn't know that city existed before now.
That doesn't say a lot. Well, I guess you could say most people, because there's probably a lot of people in Africa and stuff that don't know what's going on in Ukraine.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying before this was going on.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But so anyway, a lot of saber rattling, a lot of sanctions and all that kind of stuff, right? The U.S. has put on sanctions. Other countries are.
Mm-hmm.
Companies are.
Everybody's pretty much cutting Russia off.
Yeah.
Unless you yourself are a communist nation.
Well, not necessarily. Hear me out.
Oh, God.
I've decided that we as a podcast are going to impose sanctions on Russia. And with everybody...
Shouldn't that be a joint decision?
No. I made an executive decision and it's going to turn out well for us. Everybody is removing access to like Russian users on Facebook and
right.
Even like Pornhub had a great troll. They blocked everybody's access and they put up a picture of the Ukrainian flag and a message of support for Ukraine for any Russians trying to log into Pornhub. So I thought that was pretty funny. My thinking was that, you know, actually having to listen to us is in fact a sanction. And we can maybe get into an untapped market for us, because I have decided that we're going to do a new episode every day of this crisis, during this crisis, and we're going to be playing them 24/7 in a loop on Russian TV, which surprisingly right now, getting airtime is very affordable. So that is our sanction on Russia for
just that's their punishment, making them listen to
us nonstop
because they don't have anything else that they can access.
Be able to hear. Yep.
All right.
We're gonna get an increase in plays and downloads, man. It's gonna be great. Yeah, you can get airtime there. I looked into it for like the Super Bowl, like it's $30 million for a 30-second ad. I rented 24 hours straight of TV for $100. That's how desperate they are right now, and this is Soviet national TV.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we do think this is a very serious situation, and we are imposing those sanctions on Russia, and maybe we'll have to do more. I don't know. But for now, I think it's a good start. It'll show them we're serious.
Yeah, sure.
So that's in the works.
All right.
I'm going to need you to be able to learn how to say that intro in Russian, though. So start working on that.
Google that's Translate. Not going to happen.
It's not that far off from Polish.
Yeah, I don't speak Polish.
Well, that's because you don't respect
other than
your heritage.
A few functional words and some swearing, that's it.
Yeah, the important
Yeah, I really
stuff.
Wish my parents would have taught me that. I really wish they would have like spoke it at home other than to say things and have conversations that the kids wouldn't know what they were saying.
Yeah, we didn't get full conversation thing. Like my dad, I think, just knew bits and pieces of whatever the fuck it was. That Czechoslovakian, it's probably Russian at that time, right? I don't know, some dialect though, but... My mom's big thing was Pig Latin.
Yeah, because that's an official language.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she spoke in Pig Latin.
Why is it called Pig Latin?
I don't know.
No. But yeah, that's right. Her and her sisters were very fluent.
Right. So there's that. That's all I got. That's the culture I had in my house. And the occasional German word, because my mom lived in Germany for
Dachen, years when she was in high school.
Yeah, she was always yelling. Josef, strecken Sie heich! And I just said, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. At which point she hit me.
Rightly so. I would have hit you too.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Had to get business out of the way. Do you know what today is National I Want You to Be Happy Day?
Okay.
So there. I want you to be
happy
today.
Who are you
today.
Talking about?
You.
I'm oh, thanks.
You. Yeah. So I want you to be happy.
All right.
Whatever thanks. It takes. Yeah.
Whatever it takes? Whatever. Well, now that's just like, that's a whole different road you just went down.
Dude, I just stood up against one of the biggest military mites in the world for this podcast. That is making you happy. It should.
No, not really.
Nope. I don't know if I can surpass that.
Oh, it will be much easier.
What's that?
I don't know. How about like a week in Cabo?
Okay. We'll do that too. With the money we make in Russia.
I'm not taking Russian money.
You're taking
I'm not taking their rubles.
And we're going to shove them straight up those Mexicans' butts in Cabo.
I don't want the rubles.
We're going to have so many rubles. Oh, man.
Not to be confused with the rubles.
Right.
Because Barney is always welcome here.
Sure. Why wouldn't he be? He looks like he'd be kind of a skeevy little perv dude, though.
Little Barney?
Yeah, little Barney.
Why?
Because
you're mean. Why would you say that about Barney? And what was his wife's name?
Betty.
Betty, that's right.
He seems like an innocent little dude, you know, a little coworker of Fred, but I bet you he's got a dark side. I bet you that dude is into some kinky shit. He probably wears a robe.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm not going down the robe conversation again. I'm just not going there.
The robes are gross. They're creeps.
You have proven your weirdness with
no,
that.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I found funny. This past Tuesday was Fat Tuesday.
Punchki Day.
Yeah, Punchki Day.
Yes.
Which is a Polish thing, right?
Yes, yeah. Punchki is Polish. They're Polish donuts.
But it was funny because I had like a free moment. Was it yesterday even? I think it was in the afternoon. And you know how Lee Syatt, the guy who was the producer for Joey Diaz's podcast for 10 years or whatever, mm-hmm. and they moved from L.A.? I still like a patron with him. I give him like $5 a month. And so he does almost daily. He'll do like a walk on his lunch or whatever. And
I remember. Yeah, he's still doing that.
But I can never get it. I get the email and I look at my schedule for work. I'm like, I can't do it. So this one I was able to. It was fine. This one lady that's on there, her name is Vilma. She, speaking of the Flintstones, it's close. It's like the German pronunciation.
That's right.
She lives in Cleveland or outside of Cleveland. And she was talking about, you know, Lee's like, oh, what have you been doing? And she said she yesterday went and bought punchkis. I'm like, what? So I had to laugh. I'm like, I've never heard of those before I was married to you. And now, out of the blue, somebody in Cleveland is talking about them. It was
That's
just
not
really
that
funny.
Far.
Got me a big laugh.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I guess there's a pretty strong Eastern European community in Cleveland, like Slovaks.
I was going to say, yeah, I think a lot of them came, you know.
They got to
I was going to say around the Great Lakes.
They came from New York. They got to Buffalo, and they're like, "Fuck this!" Let's keep
no,
going.
But you figure Buffalo, Cleveland, and then you know Chicago,
then Alaska.
No. So
there's gold in them there hills.
Yeah, there's a lot of us them there Polacks in Chicago as well.
Yeah. We had a cousin there, Al Jankovic.
Was he janky?
I don't know. What does janky mean?
You know, janky.
No, he was a big fat dude. So I don't know that that's going to be janky.
No, I don't think
so. I only
so.
Met him a couple times, I remember. He's a silly guy. But yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. Let me see. I'm gonna find out. I'm not sure what the official definition of janky is, so let's find out.
Okay.
Right
Leroy
here.
Janky. That was very funny. Oh, if anybody else gets this, hold on with your definition.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, you have to because I found this hilarious and you're like, that Bridget Phetasy, who's a writer and a comic a little bit, I guess, tweeted about Putin's invasion. Remember how, like, initially, like, that first day or two, they were like, oh, what the fuck? Like, nothing's happening, really. Like, they're doing some stuff, but it seemed like they were being held off by the Ukrainians. And she said it was just Putin's Leroy Jenkins move. And I thought that was so funny because he just, like, stormed in and then it's like, all right, hold on. Let's, whoa. Hold on a minute. Let's make sure we got everything in order here first. They came in guns a-blazing and then just kind of, like, stopped. But there was a Leroy Jenkins moment. And you didn't get it or find it funny.
No, even when you showed me what the whole Leroy Jenkins thing was, I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Anyway, what is the definition of janky?
Janky.
Miss Stanky.
Is of extremely poor or unreliable quality.
Hmm.
The software is pretty janky.
Janky is used as like a tech term.
It could be.
Hmm, interesting.
Or somebody's car could be janky.
Yeah, I guess. Your brain can be janky.
It is. Not could be, it is. Totally unreliable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been happening?
Do you want the Urban Dictionary definition?
Yeah, Urban Dictionary is the right definition.
Okay, so let's see here. The Urban Dictionary. It says, used to describe a person, place, or thing which is questionable, fucked up, wrong, strange, broken down, undesirable. Yeah.
Man, I ain't going to that motherfucking janky, man. Yeah, that's a better definition.
There you go.
That crack house was janky. That janky guy shot that guy.
So there you go. That's janky. You're welcome, people.
I know no dookie shoes.
We aim to inform, keep people informed.
Yes. Yeah. and maybe, you know, we'll bring that word to Russia. We can keep using it, keep reiterating how important it is to American culture. And then, you know, in 2 months, all the Russians are going to be saying janky. And they're like, where the fuck did this word come from?
Mm-hmm.
That's us, as we bathe in Ruples in Cabo.
Sure.
I would like to go to Cabo. Somebody I work with is going to Cabo.
Bastards!
Yeah. For a wedding. Somebody had a destination wedding in Cabo. What the fuck? Mother.
I want a destination wedding
Our
in Cabo.
Our destination wedding was in East Aurora.
In November.
Yeah, end of November. Oh, boy.
Yes. Someday.
You didn't find this as weird as I did. I told you this. So I started taking again like these continuing education classes for the home inspection stuff,
mm-hmm.
which you need to do in order to renew your license every 2 years anyway. So doing that. The one I was on yesterday, the instructor was drinking a big glass of milk.
Okay.
That's just...
Maybe he's afraid of osteoporosis.
Who just drinks a big glass of milk, especially when you're on a recorded 3-hour Zoom.
That's weird, yes.
Hold on, guys. Let me take a gulp from my giant glass of milk here.
Was he a phlegmy guy? Because sometimes, like, milk makes you feel, like, phlegmy, right? It's like...
I don't know. I didn't pick up any phlegmy. He's a little janky, though. A little fucked up.
Like, he's undependable or, like, you know, he was on the fritz. His brain was a little janky.
I just thought it was silly. He was drinking milk. He's a very smart guy. He's one of those guys that will just, like, talk because he knows so much and, like, go on to explain all the shit.
Those are the guys you want.
Yeah,
doing
no, it's great.
Things.
But milk?
Yeah.
I don't know about that guy.
You don't know what was in that milk.
Yeah, true.
What you don't know is it was actually breast milk.
Then it's just milk. It's still just milk.
It's different.
Oh, man.
It's different. Speaking of beverages,
yes,
you know what's starting.
What is starting?
Roll up the rim
to win.
Yeah.
Except you don't roll it up anymore.
No, you don't. So for those people that are not familiar with Roll Up the Rim, it is Tim Hortons, which is our local go-to coffee place in this part of the country. Came from Canada, actually. But
yes.
They used to have the rolled up the rim of the coffee cup, and you could win prizes. This is a big thing here every year. We all wait for it. But it's not rolling up anything anymore. They've modernized and upgraded. So what do you do now? What do?
You scan it.
You scan. There's a QR code on the cup that you have to scan that takes you to the app to see if you win.
Yes.
Which is all great and fine. But were we able to scan our cups today?
Negative.
Right.
Because they're giving out cups already, even though the contest doesn't start till the 7th.
Right. So what do we have to do?
Save cups.
Yeah. we're going to have stinky used cups on my counter until Monday.
Just, you could just cut
when
the
I can
QR
scan
code
them.
Out off of them.
Oh, I'm not going that far.
No, but...
You think I'm going to get out scissors and cut the QR? No.
Why not? You used to have to cut the winning rims off of the cup or tear them.
Well, yeah, but I'm not... No.
So this is probably a good thing because when you traditionally roll up the rim, you're using your teeth to grind underneath it and like do, you know, like an inch strip across the rim of the cup there.
Mm-hmm.
And
to unroll it.
It's full of germs and bacteria.
Yeah, and then you
and
rip off, like it'll tell you underneath
and,
there, it'll tell you, you know, win a free coffee or a donut or money. And then you proceed to rip that part of the cup off.
That you just sold. Drooled over and scrocked on.
And then you hand it to the poor minimum wage employee
who now has
who is
Hep
now getting
C,
you
so.
Your free getting your free cup of coffee has now had to touch that.
Yeah, right. So it's probably a good thing, especially with all this, you know. I don't know if you've noticed there was this thing called COVID.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it was made up.
Clearly it was.
But yeah, that's exciting. Roll up the rim to win. It's fun. I guess everyone wins. Like every cup has some prize or something, I guess, this time.
Well, so, yeah, it's going to end up being a prize of
like a free donut.
Two bonus points.
Oh, bonus.
Because it's going through the app, right? So you can collect
the
points,
get
a free. Yeah, eventually, right?
I see. That makes sense.
Maybe. That's I mean, I'm speculating. I don't know that's what it is, but I find it hard to believe that every time you're going to get a prize.
Maybe.
No.
I mean, it's a fucking donut. You can give away a donut.
No, for as many cups of coffee as some people have, that would be a lot.
Well, then they shouldn't eat the donuts. They're going to get turned into Fat Tuesdays.
There you go.
Joe Pachki, Janky Pachki. Is that
Janky Pachki. Nothing worse than having Janky Pachki.
Listen, Janky Pachki.
It's not Pachki.
Oh, Punchki.
Punchki.
Yeah. Janky Punchki.
Nothing worse than Janky Punchki.
That wouldn't surprise me to see that name in a, like a yearbook from the 40s or something.
It does.
Flipping through. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember him.
Oh, I remember, you know, John Oliver there. And who's that? Oh, Janky Punchki. Jesus, that kid. He was hilarious. Had six brothers and four sisters, and that house was always bonkers, man. You're in for a good time if you're going to the Punchkis.
That's right.
Yeah, that kid was legendary.
And then... each individual one, you know, if you saw the whole family, they were Punchki. But if they were just, it was just a Punchuk, if it was just one of them.
I don't even know what you just said.
Singular versus plural.
It's their last name.
I know, but if you're actually talking about the actual.
That was like correct Polish?
Yeah.
What was it? Punchki is a bunch of them?
Yes.
And one of them is what?
I believe it's a Punchuk.
That's not even the same word.
Yes,
the Punchki to Punchek?
Punchek. So it's both puns. They're both puns. Punch.
That all sounds like garbly goop. Sorry, man. Polish is a weird language.
Not really.
I know. So did you ever officially get your training plan together for your 70.3?
It's in the process.
Okay.
I'm still, but there's you, a lot out, you know what, if I really wanted to do it right, I would go pay a personal trainer and personalize the plan, which is probably like the best way to do it, but I'm cheap, so I'm just going to go ahead and use some of the free plans that are out there and kind of tweak them to fit me a little bit.
I see.
So I'm in the process of putting something together.
But you already started, even this week, you started, you got in a swim, you got in like a cycle.
Yeah, I
got
to get my base down.
Going. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that base.
Yep. Got to get down base.
Get the base. Slapping the base.
No, boy. What is that from?
I Love You, Man.
There you go.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah. So getting back in the pool.
Yep.
Yep. Got to get back on the bike.
Get your swim on.
From here on out, no more days of feeling good. Every day I will be sore from something.
I like where this is going. Wait. Oh, no, you're not. Damn it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And the race is on September 12th. 10th.
10th. In Atlantic City. That reminds me. That's what I got to do.
Got to look for an Airbnb.
Yeah, I got to find a place to stay.
Probably, is there still a Trump Hotel there? We can go stay there.
There's a lot of hotels.
Yeah, I know. I've never been there.
Me neither. We will now.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be hanging out with the crackheads on the shore there while you're racing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
You did. Definitely saw this. But like at the Buffalo airport the other day, there was a pilot that was pulled out of the JetBlue cockpit.
Yes.
Fucking dude had a 0.17 blood alcohol. Getting ready to fly a plane.
And the only reason they stopped him was because one of the TSA agents noticed there was something off.
Oh, really?
That was the only reason that they pulled him. Because the TSA agent happened to notice he was a little off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
I don't know how, at this point, with everything that's gone on in aviation flights and with crashes and all that kind of crap that's been going on, every pilot doesn't have to be breathalyzer. Doesn't have to get breathalyzer before they get, I don't say behind the wheel, but is it behind the stick shift of a plane? I don't know, right?
There are mechanisms for cars for people who are repeat offenders that they have to blow into that to start the vehicle. So yes, it would make sense for that to be in place to start a plane. I agree.
Well, I mean, not to start it, but.
But if, remember there was a great line from 30 Rock when Tina Fey or Liz Lemon, whatever, was dating Matt Damon, his character, who was Carol Burnett, which was hilarious. But he was a pilot. And they were like stuck on the tarmac in this episode, and she was on the plane that he was the pilot of, and you know people were getting restless because it was been hours, but you know this is the point of how could a drunk pilot think that he might be able to fly a plane, because
he goes,
you think anybody can fly a plane? You try pushing takeoff, then autopilot, and then land.
So it was something like that. Yeah, there's a series of buttons.
So
yeah,
maybe the guy's like, I don't know if I trust myself to really drive a car, but I just got to hit a few buttons here. It's going to do most of the work.
Yeah, I don't know. You would think that would just be like regulation at this point, right? Before any of them get in that cockpit, you got to do a breathalyzer, and I don't know.
But bro, 0.17.
Someone checks your pupils. I don't know, something to make sure you're not impaired.
Oh, God.
I feel like, you know, when you're in... responsible for those that many lives, right?
Yeah.
Or does he just go in there and be like, yeah, I'm not the only one in there. It's all right. I got other people there that can fly the plane.
And they do that all the time. We don't know.
Right.
I don't know what's going on in there.
Who knows? Him and the co-pilot. Co-pilot's like, nah, man, don't worry about it. You can have some drinks. I'll take care of it.
I got this flight. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to check the cockpit anytime I fly again. Oh, speaking of flying, I think we may have talked about this. I don't know. But there is a Florida teenager who started a Twitter feed, an automated Twitter feed that just tracks Elon Musk's private jet. So when it takes off, to where it lands, what the flight time, all this kind of stuff.
I saw that. Yes.
And it's been like Elon Musk offered him like $5,000 to like kill the Twitter account to stop it. And he's like, no. He said, I'll do it if you give me a new Tesla 3. So we'll see if that happens. But when this Russia shit started, he started tracking the private planes of these Russian oligarchs. And it's really...
The inner circle of Putin.
Yeah. And these guys are flying all over the fucking world. They're going everywhere. It's funny. Some were in like Costa Rica. Some have come here. Some are in like, you know...
They're everywhere.
Saudi Arabia, all that shit. They're just getting the fuck out of Dodge. But what was really interesting to me was, you know, you hear about oligarchs, you're like, what the fuck is that really? But it's, you know, just a powerful business person with strong ties to the government, basically. So it's probably a lot of corruption and graft and shit, I'm
right,
sure.
Especially
But
Russia.
These guys are like hundreds of billionaires, apparently.
Right, yes.
And they have like $500 and $600 million yachts. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
This one fucking dude, his private plane, and you won't understand what this means, and other people may not, but is an A340-500, an Airbus. It is like a gigantic jumbo jet. That's his private plane that's being tracked. This guy has an A340, which is a monstrous
right. So it's one thing that he has purchased this giant airplane, right? But can you imagine what it costs to fuel this thing to even go anywhere?
Funny thing you say that, because on that same Twitter feed where they're tracking those airplanes, They also list like the flight time, how much fuel was consumed, and what the CO2 emissions were based off of all of that. It's very funny.
That's great.
It's a very interesting thing to see. Yeah. So those A340s, even in 2011 when they were new, cost $275 million to buy. Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
Yeah. But if you're interested on that, you know, go look on Twitter and see. I can't remember what the fucking feed is now. That's sad. But it's funny. It's worth it. So, yeah. There's that.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Do you hear that? Facebook Marketplace post of the day. Doodly 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 doodly.
There you go. You've been introed.
Is everybody excited? Everybody on the like the edge of your seat, right?
We've gotten a lot of feedback on the segment, and none of it has said that, but maybe there's some. I don't know.
You lie. So, on today's Facebook Marketplace post, we have...
of the day.
Now, I'm just really curious who would buy this, because I look at this and I'm going, for real? Somebody is buying this. I know they are. It's a mystery surprise bag. They are, each bag is only $9. It's a new box. This is a new box pack stuff, great for gifting. So these are just boxes wrapped in red or black plastic. So you have no idea what's inside this box. For $9, Preet will send you one of these boxes. He says that there's no trash or outdated stuff. It's all new in its original packaging. None of it's been opened. It's great for gifting for your Valentine's, too.
Of course.
Obviously an older post. But women and girls will love it. Surprise yourself, your girlfriend, your daughter, your mom, your roommate, your friend, your colleague. Just anyone you think would like a surprise will definitely get a surprise. So, each pack has a $15 to $20 value.
And how much?
$9.
So yes. This guy's giving away a box with who knows what's in it.
Right.
He could be taking like shits in those things.
Well, he says it's all unopened. And it's all new.
It's all unopened.
It's new unopened stuff.
That is, did you like click on this person's like profile or anything to see anything else about them? That's all. That should be step two of these going forward. Because I think you'll find some interesting characters there.
Maybe. Maybe I don't want to know.
I don't want to know what's in those boxes.
Let's see.
Hugh
let's see.
Brad Pitt.
Let me see. I don't see. Oh, there's. I don't see any reviews. Oh wait, here. See 100 reviews.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see. There are 259 five-star reviews.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says. Let's see. These are all canned comment stuff. One just says awesome. Here we go. Kathleen on February 24th said the item was good quality. The item was shipped quickly. The item matched the description and pictures. Preet responded promptly.
Hmm. Way to go, Preet. Preet!
Yeah, everything on here. Let's see. Yeah.
Here.
Apparently he sold somebody a doghouse.
Doghouse, huh?
Yeah.
Listen.
What am I listening to? Uh-oh.
There's blood.
You've made quite a life for yourself, detective. You should be very proud.
Shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
What am I supposed to be hearing?
What?
I wish I could have lived like you
shut
did.
Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's disturbing how easily a member...
up good.
Oh, okay.
Because I literally just looked for it.
All right.
Anyway, so. Sorry, people. It was supposed to be the what's in the box scene from 7.
But
I couldn't get it queued up in time. Damn
what's
it.
In the box? What's in the box?
I'm trying to search it real time.
Preet in New Jersey will tell you what's
She's
in the
New
box.
Jersey.
And
okay.
I think it's a she.
Hey.
It's a she, I think.
We're going to be in Atlantic City. Maybe we can go pick one individual.
Yeah, we could save on shipping.
So there you go. We can go check out the Preetster.
Preetster, huh?
Preetster. Preetster Punchki. No, Janky Punchki was the best one.
No, yeah nothing will ever beat Janky Punchki.
Fucking Janky Punchki, man. You know what he used to do to this one teacher? All the time, when she would turn around, he would make fart noises, and she'd never figure out who it was. The kid was wild. Fart noises started a lot of food fights. And he usually, like I said, he had six brothers, so if all of them were together, it's mayhem.
Jelly was flying, huh?
Fucking Jelly Roll Morton. Yeah, Jakey Punchki. Good kid. Rest in peace, man. He died last year. COVID.
I can't even talk to you anymore. I'm going to have to go.
What? I don't think that's very fair.
Oh, my God. Anybody die today?
Like today?
Well, you haven't had a celebrity death update in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if anybody died today.
Oh.
But, you know, we can see. We can check it out and see.
I'll tell you who died today. Probably somebody in Ukraine.
Yeah, some...
Sorry, who that was bad?
Some people in Kyiv.
Yeah. That's so horrible.
Yeah, it's
messed up. It's really upsetting. I don't like watching this stuff on the news. It gets to me. Because I feel like more should be done. I feel like somebody should really just be like... Just target missile Putin and this should all be over with.
Yeah, that's right? Probably not a good idea.
Right, but that's what we want to happen.
There, I haven't dug into these at all yet, conspiracy-wise, because I, you know, don't have the time. But there's a lot of conspiracy people saying, you know, that the U.S. has basically tried to make Ukraine its, you know, like a little puppet state on the border of Russia and all this, and that, you know, they got rid of the one president, installed kind of, and got Zelensky elected, all this shit. Apparently, there's a lot of deep ties, especially with the Biden shit. But so I'm not getting into that, people, if that's a thing. But it's just there's always a twist that people can find on these types of things to try and find an evil undertone to it. It's hilarious to me. I'll probably hear some podcasts this weekend or into next week that have some of that stuff on there. And I can update you because I know you're interested.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying that everything you see on TV is true and accurate, and there is nothing to see behind the scenes.
Oh, all right.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying.
Is that what you heard from Janky Punchki?
Janky Punchki, stop bringing him up, man. That guy was fucking, he lived a good, solid life. And, you know, died with 13 great-grandkids. 13. That's impressive, because he only had one kid. His kid had one kid and then had 13. God damn it, I messed it up. He only had one grand. God damn it. Shit, they can't all be winners.
You can't even figure out family lineage on the go.
So what's an uncle again? Is that your brother's dad? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Your brother's dad. Do you mean your dad?
You weirdo.
Unless you're stepbrothers, of course. Brennan, I can't even look at you right now. Yeah, so we can wrap up here soon. I'm working on, remember last week I read, you know, some of like the silly things I think of and write down?
Yeah, from the dark corners of your mind that we're all afraid to actually hear about?
Just
sure.
Silly corner. There's a silly part of it. I'm working on something that I came up with the other day, and even you felt it was a good line, because you were just being you, being, you know, a little unpredictable and... Some might say janky. I don't know. But,
I want to know who's calling me janky.
But after, you know, once I was able to get a breath in after some torture session you did of probably either standing in front of me and taunting me or poking me or tickling me or something, I said being married to you is like clicking I agree on the terms and conditions of like a new site or an app.
I do recall
you don't
that
read
funny.
That shit. You're just like, yeah, I agree. Let's go. Let's do this.
And you have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
I got to go read this thing again. Yeah, that's
you knew.
Being married to you. So
there's your life lesson. Always read the terms and conditions.
Always read every single sentence. And if you don't understand something, ask.
Yep. Otherwise, you end up with me.
Mm-hmm. I still stand by the statement that you make a very good, strong black woman. I'll work on that, too. I think those two should be combined in a bit. in a joke, right?
All right, you work on that.
I am. I and actually your, already have started. I jot
your
down
stand-up
some
bit
more
there.
IDs and ideas and things like that and type them up.
You made your whole act because of me.
Well, no, I wouldn't. Nobody would want to hear that, but some of it. yeah, what else? Twitter might have a podcast thing happening soon. They're starting to test being able to play podcasts on Twitter. That would be a new reach. That's
yeah,
cool.
They just keep expanding, don't they?
Everyone does, yeah.
At first it was only so many words, and then they expanded it to be so many more words.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did it go from 120 to 240? Doubled it.
Yeah.
Why, that's 100%
I don't know.
More.
I don't bother with Twitter, really.
No, I don't have anything else. With last thing is we did go last weekend to go see our friends in Bloodline Band play again.
Oh, yeah.
And that was great. It was fun. Good
was
seeing
fun.
Those guys.
We
catching
left the
up.
House. Once in a while,
yeah,
time.
Went to go see a set.
That's it. We're done for the year now.
And now we'll go out some more, too.
Maybe.
Stuff's opening up this year, so we definitely have to take advantage. But if you want to go see a good local band, go see Bloodline. Playing a lot of, what would you say, probably like 90s.
It's kind of like
stuff.
Alternative kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but.
I mean, yeah.
It's good stuff. A lot of the same songs we played when I was with them in a band and Sucker Punch. But they sound great. And even. This is the nicest way. I don't even know if they'll listen to this, so it doesn't matter. Like, there was ring rust. You know how boxers haven't boxed in a while and they got to shake off the ring rust? You could tell a little bit. They sounded great. I'm not saying they sounded bad at all. I think they still sounded great, but I think being a musician and knowing what's supposed to be where sometimes and it's not happening, and then like watching the expressions of those guys on stage, you're like, oh, god damn it. Like, I forgot that. So it was funny to see. But they still sound great.
Oh, so yeah, I mean, they're, you know,
Dan's got
everybody
fucking,
has their own,
Dan's
you know.
Got such a good voice. It's
every
ridiculous.
Time they, everybody's got an off night, right? They can't all be perfect.
Well, yeah, plus, I mean, they haven't been playing. So, you know, they're great.
Yes.
Again, they opened up with Corduroy by Pearl Jam, which I thought was a bold move. It sounded awesome. It's one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. In case anybody's wondering.
Maybe they played it just for you, Joseph.
Maybe.
No, they didn't.
But yeah, that's that.
Yeah, it was. It was good seeing everybody, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get out of here. We got stuff to do.
Yeah. I got to go shower.
You do. You stink like fucking Philly cheesesteak.
No,
you stink like the Erie County Fair. You stink like a carny.
I stink like awesomeness.
No.
Yes, because I just came from the gym, and here I sit recording instead of showering. So
yeah, dedication.
Got to do what I got to do, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can send some of that stink to Russia, too. Send some of your old sports bras and stuff that just have
no, maybe
years
I can send it
miles.
To you. No, maybe we can send it to Ukraine.
Why would they want your sweaty sports bras? I'm trying to do it to torture the Russians.
Well, because it'll drive the Russians out.
Now you're thinking. Good idea. Right? All right, let's get that stuff going. Let's figure out some coordinates where we can airdrop that sweaty shit, and I'll start working on that after I get to talk.
All right.
I love you.
Well, I love you too. And remember, everyone, boycott Russia.